what's up? Good evening. This is AJ. How are you doing? How was your day? One thing I've noticed in my long years. My long years. I got the window partially open, so I want to think that it won't catch too much background noise, but it's a working theory. But one thing I've noticed is that in life, you gotta watch out for these type of people that they always have an opinion opposite to you, the contrarians, and that shit is fucking annoying. All that motherfucker, what makes us beautiful is that we're different and we see things different, and that's what makes human beings like amazing. That's what makes you unique. But that one person, or those people, that no matter what position you take, they always have to go against it. Like, 2 + 2 = 4. No, 3 + 1 = 4. That's the better equation. Like, shit, stupid shit. Like, it's just observation to me. It might not apply to you. But I know somewhere around here, all of you got that one person that no matter whatever you say, left, no, it's right. It's right, no, it's wrong. It was good, no, it wasn't. It was fucking horrible. Always that one person. That is, and I've noticed, like, to detect that as a sign of severe negativity. Either it's directed, like, it's just a severe negativity. It is. The earth is round. No, it's not. Yeah. The world is flat. I got some stories. It's just an observation. Don't worry. It's not facts. Yes, it is. It's facts. See? That one person that always has to go against the grain all the goddamn time. What is your problem? What made you think that, what is the thinking behind that? I told you I'm gonna start reading up on psychology shit. I'm gonna really get on that. Like, because I just have so many questions about, like, why do you feel like that? Everything. And it's not, I don't know if it's nothing like if somebody got something against you personally. And I'm only speaking in hypotheticals because this hasn't happened to me. Well, it has. I've came across people like this, but it hasn't happened recently. That cut that negativity out. Gotta always farm your circumference for that negative shit. Just farm it, weed it out. But yeah, I'm gonna get into the psychology books just as a hobby. I'm not going to school for that shit. But it's very interesting to me that what makes you feel that you just have to go against the grain. That it's right, that you're being a rebel. I don't know if it's that. What are you trying to be a rebel? God damn, I just said it was a good movie. No, it wasn't. Damn. Like. And healthily, you know, you respect people's opinions. Okay, you got a right to not see things the way I do. You have a right to that, and I respect that 110%. God damn, everything? Everything? Nah. Nah, it can't be. Like, that's some inner type of negativity that is not even directed towards the subject. It's directed towards the opinion of the subject. That's, like, oh my God, she's so beautiful, she's so beautiful. You get that from everybody, and then you go down the line, you get that one person, she's not so hot to me. Which is your opinion, but it's an opinion. It's okay. But it's like the energy coming off that shit seems like it's like... It's the energy coming off, it ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, you got a right to disagree. But it's the energy that you disagree with. Like, yeah. I'm already in the psychology shit, man. Yeah. Like, why do you feel so strongly against that? Like, yo, I got some stories. Good start. Yes. What's the first one up? I hope it's not fucked up. It probably is, knowing me. Man charged in wife's murder more than a decade after he allegedly claimed she was killed during struggle with intruder. How did you sleep on that for 10 years? Damn. How do you hold that up for 10 years? Or how do you hold that up for 10 days? Like, you killed your wife and lied about it. And, damn, how do you sleep at night without her sitting at the foot of the bed? But, yeah. How do you sleep at night when you don't wake up, you have sleep, you go to the bathroom and you see her standing at the end of the hallway? Ooh-wee. That is some bad, man, that's some bad shit. A Minnesota man was arrested Wednesday in the shooting death of his wife. God. You wake up every night to go to the bathroom at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and you see her standing in the back of the hallway with the gunshot wound and everything, just staring at you. Ooh. Which occurred some 11 years ago. Damn. Nicholas James Furcus, 38, was taken into custody on a sealed warrant in the death of Heidi Furcus, then 25. You killed that girl while she, man, look, you could have left, if you didn't want to be with her, you could have just fucking left her. This is what the fuck I always say. Yo, if you feel like you don't want to be with somebody, if you feel like, if she makes you so upset and mad and the marriage is going so sour to the point that you feel like you gotta do this to get out of it, leave. Just fucking leave. That's all you gotta do. You can leave. You can separate. You can do whatever. You can divorce. You can separate. You can, how long were they married? I think if it's like under a year, you can get the shit annulled. It's options. You got options. And most likely, if she was giving you that hard of a time, maybe you're just a horrible person and she was pushing you to be a little bit better in the relationship. Damn. Like, I really don't, yo. Like, an arrest was made in the murder case of Heidi Furcus, who was shot and killed in her own home around 6:30 a.m. Sunday, April 25th, 2010. At about 5:05 this morning, Nicholas James Furcus, 38, was taken into custody on a sealed arrest warrant. Jail records show that defendant Furcus is held on account of second-degree murder. It is unknown what alleged evidence backs up this arrest. Beautiful wife. Oh, man. Look at the picture. Damn. Out on the open ocean. Sunset in the background, all smiling and happy. He's not happy. He's just one of the people that yo, these are the people that I told you about in the fucking monologue. Yo, like, yo, like, yeah. I'm so happy. You look so happy. Yeah, it was a beautiful wedding. No, it wasn't. She's going to make a wonderful wife. I don't think she will. Already I have a second thoughts. You should have just, oh, man. At the time of the incident, Ferkus allegedly told cops the sounds of an unknown intruder woke him and his wife. He got a shotgun, and they went downstairs. But he engaged in a struggle with the intruder. He and the unknown man fought over the firearm, which went off twice, first striking Heidi in the back, and then Nicholas Ferkus. That shit sounds fucking fishy. Come on. Come on. If you had this shit planned out, you should have came up. Please don't murder nobody, especially his spouse. Don't murder anybody. But you could have came up with something better than that. Police now apparently think that he is legally responsible for his wife's death. Yes, he was. Of course he was. Defendant Ferkus had told officers that he and his wife had an April 26th deadline to get out of their foreclosed home. There we go. Oh, there we go. So, your home being in foreclosure, how does that make you have to kill your wife? The time of the April 25th, 2010 incident happened right before the April 26th deadline to get out of their foreclosed home. Isn't that, like, that's obvious as hell that somebody staged something to try to, like, but what does one thing have to do with the other? Like, you want to kill your, if you want to get rid of your wife, what does that have? You're still going to lose the house, you fucking idiot. You're still going to lose the house, shit. At least if you got a loving wife, you and her can, okay, we took this L, we put our heads together, and you got somebody that's going to help you, that's going to help y'all, going to help lift each other up to get back on your feet, and then probably get back better than in the position that you were before all this happened. I just don't see the sense in this. I don't. People panic and do stupid shit. They do stupid shit all the time. But just murdering somebody and thinking everything is going to be okay afterwards, now you're going to lose the home. Well, you're going to lose the home anyway because you're going to be in jail. Yeah, at least you have it. Yeah, you've solved that problem. You're going to have a roof over your head for a long time. You fucking idiot. You solved that fucking problem. The house was fully furnished and nothing was packed. State of the search warrant affidavit obtained by Saint. Yeah, you ain't packed nothing. You thought you were gonna. Heidi's family welcomed news of the arrest. Some closure that they found out what really happened to a loved one. Take a sip, alright. Cause that could have easily been the woman that y'all lost it all together, and y'all get it all back and then some together. Salud. I don't know if he staged the murder or if it was I guess they couldn't prove that he flat out just straight murdered her and tried to make it look like an accident, or it doesn't say if there was actually an intruder. Me, I think there was no intruder. April 25th, you got a deadline to get out of the house by the 26th, and all of a sudden That's when, out of all the time they've been there, now is when the true intruder comes. Now that's when the intruder comes. No, doesn't make no. It's highly unlikely to the point where it's where it very much, it might not even be fucking true. Yeah, it's just too. Everything is aligned. The planets were aligned. It's too much aligned. Moving on. Beautiful wife, man. Delete this. Man indicted for beating 7-year-old boy to death with hammer, stabbing the child's mother. What can make somebody so upset or so frustrated that they take a hammer or they take any weapon against a child and its mother? Like, what the hell, man? A West Virginia man has been indicted because he allegedly beat a 7-year-old boy to death with a hammer and stabbed the child's mother. Rashad Akeem Thompson, 34, faces charges of first-degree murder, child abuse resulting in death, attempted first-degree murder, malicious wounding, and domestic battery. God, that's a fucking cocktail. That's a cocktail of charges. Yeah, I don't care who you get. They're just talking what is going to be your, like, what, how many years are we talking here? That's all you're trying to do is negotiate years, because you're definitely going down. Thompson was arrested in March. Victims were identified as, we don't need to know these people's names. I just lost it. That's not a fucking excuse. According to police in the city of Beckley, according to cops, a neighbor said the mother woke her up banging on the door. The mother, who has sustained stab wounds to the face, asked the neighbor for helping her get her son and her 2-year-old child from the apartment. The neighbor managed to save the toddler and fled upon seeing Thompson emerge from the kitchen. She says she returned to the apartment to get the older boy, but found Thompson repeatedly striking a part of the couch inside the resident using an object she could not identify. Wow. Rage. What causes that? That you can't see that you're hurting the mother of your child and your child. Was it his child? Well, it doesn't matter. Any child. Don't hurt any kid. The neighbor returned, yo, leave, man. Just fucking leave, man. Yo, if you take a stroll, take a jog around the fucking block a few times. I mean, like, go sit on the porch. My landlord at the time, when me and my baby mama was together, he tried to give me good advice. But he was like, yo, y'all arguing. Like, we'd be arguing over stupid shit, too. It'd just be loud for no reason. If you arguing, like, yo, just come downstairs, man, sit on the porch. Smoke a cigarette, then I smoke. Then at that time I smoke. You know, have yourself a beer and give it time to cool off. Then come up and talk about it. And I still think that was good advice. And it worked sometimes. It worked, not every time it works. But distance yourself. If you know how you are as a man, if you know how you are, if you're short, if you got a real short fuse and you feel like somebody's been just like picking at you all day, trying to get a certain rise out of you or trying to see a certain type of energy out of you, you'll distance yourself from the situation. Don't give them the satisfaction. I don't know if the girl did anything. She was 24, young girl. I don't know if the girl did anything that caused that. I mean, just push them. Because let's be honest, women push men too. They push them. Yeah, not in all cases, but in some cases, they do push men to But you're supposed to be like, as a man, you're supposed to see that, man. You're supposed to see that, like, ah, I see what you're trying to do. I see what you're trying to do. Ah, I'll be back. You know, I'm just going to take a jog around the block. I'm going to go sit on the porch. I'm going to go look at the stars. I'm going to go get my telescope or whatever. I'm going to go look at the stars in the backyard or whatever. Nah, man, whatever you got to do to avoid from these type of stories happening. She says the neighbor returned a third time and saw the 7-year-old boy was dead on the part of the couch that Thompson was striking. That just fucking crushed me, man. Cop said the defendant asked for an attorney when they tried to interview him. Yeah, you know you're guilty. Police said his clothes were covered in what seemed to be blood. God damn, man. Just leave, man. If you know your best about knowing yourself. You say knowing when enough is enough is wealth of spirit. Like, yo, no. Oh my God, get out of that situation. Because now you're not coming home. You're not coming home. You killed a kid. What goes through someone's mind when they're like in, when they're right before they're in, I don't know. Does someone's mind go blank? Does someone's mind go blank when they're in such a state of anger and such a state of rage that is it a chemical thing that once they release, and when I say release, I mean by stabbing someone or shooting someone or strangling someone or just committing an act, is that the release that they need to bring them back down? Is that what it is? Like, I don't know. I really don't know, but I damn sure intend to find out. Is it that you get so fucking that you allow something to get you so worked up that your brain releases a chemical that it causes you to not behave in a normal fashion. It behaves you to not behave in a logical fashion or just think about consequences. Everything goes out the window until you get the fix that you're looking for. So you get that release and you don't come down off of it until after you see a body laying in front of you. Fuck. Is that what rage with murderous rage really is? Is that is. Yo, if that's, oh my God, yo, I'm so thankful that I never felt like that. I never had that feeling, but it's apparent that some people do. More than some. Shit. I don't think I would have an intent to, like, take a life unless my life was in danger. Yeah. Unless my life was in danger. Or unless the life of a loved one or someone close to, very, very close to me was in danger. Nothing can make me mad enough to do something like this. Shit. Well, I see it's been nothing but nothing but rainbows and roses so far, kids. Fun times. Virginia doctor sentenced to 59 years in prison for performing unnecessary surgeries on patients. He was sewing dicks on pussies and cutting. He was sewing dicks on pussies And so with ears on lips, he was just playing Mr. Potato Head. Holy shit. No, I don't know what he did. I didn't read ahead. That motherfucker was sewing butt cheeks together. Was doing everything. Doing the most. A Virginia doctor was sentenced to 59 years in prison after performing irreversible hysterectomy. See, I wasn't that far off. Improper sterilizations and other medically unnecessary surgeries on his patients. This guy was fucking hysterectomies and improper sterilizations. He's probably one of them people that feel like there are too many people in the world and the population needs to decline before we use up all the resources and all that shit. Like, yeah, he probably wanted, that sounds like some one of them type of folks. Gotta do some shit like that. Like, yeah, we're reproducing and we're not producing enough resources to cover what, yeah. You hear those nuts all the time. In November of 2019, Javed Pervez, that's the last time I'm going to say his name. Keep up. I gave it a try. Was charged with healthcare fraud and making false statements relating to healthcare matters. The case built against Pervez, I tried it again, now 71, comes from various patient complaints. One patient had her fallopian tubes removed without her consent. He's really against reproduction, resulting in being unable to conceive naturally. Yeah, he sounds like one of these nuts. After undergoing an unauthorized hysterectomy, another patient said her bladder was perforated, leading to a six-day hospital stay. The FBI said it started investigating in September 2018 after receiving a tip from a hospital employee who believed Pervez was performing unnecessary surgeries on unsuspecting patients, including annual cleanouts. What the fuck is an annual cleanout? What the fuck is that? Okay, Pervez was an obstetrician, gynecologist. Yeah, you let the wrong person. These are the type of people that go to school with that shit in mind to stop reproduction. Chesapeake, Virginia since the 1980s. From 2010 to 2019, defrauded health insurance programs, resulting in about $20.8 million in losses to healthcare insurers. Jeez. He would often trick his patients into having unnecessary surgeries by telling them they had cancer or needed the surgery to avoid cancer. Oh, God. This guy here, man. 2019 complaint filed in the U.S. District Court shows how he operated on his patients. From January 2014 to August 2018, he operated on 40% of his Medicaid beneficiaries, killing the system, and also carrying out what I believe would be he's trying to control the population for a total of 500 patients, according to the complaint. Out of those 42, had at least two surgeries. This is I'm finished with that article. This motherfucker's here. Yo, he should really, like, healthcare fraud? That's all he got? Like, I don't know what that carries, but it should be. He should get hit with something. They're going to make him pay a boatload of fucking money. We already know that. That we can be sure of. But, oh, man, they got to do something with that, man. Because, yo, these women are going to this doctor. How do you do that? Like, you're basically, you're, you're playing God by taking away a woman's ability to reproduce. Who left that decision up to you? Why? Because you're a doctor? Fuck you. Why? Because you're a doctor? Because you're an Obi-Wan Kenobi? No, OBGYN. We all know doctors, period, have like God complexes and shit like that. We all know that. But he went overboard. He went overboard. Texas inmate becomes first state execution in 10 months. Jeez, only a whole 10 months? Wow, a whole 10 months. They got the death penalty. Because I'm pretty sure if the death penalty was in New Jersey, we would, I don't know, how many death row inmates we would have. But, you know, do you know how long people stay on death row, though? Like, Texas inmate becomes first state execution in 10 months. That means, like, yo, y'all got a backlog. Texas put a prisoner to death on Wednesday evening for the first time in 10 months, signaling that states are ready to resume executions after a hiatus during much of the pandemic. It sounds weird. And I'm on the fence about the death penalty. I really am on the fence. I believe that some people need to be made an example out of when they do certain things. Certain things, but the certain things should be clearly defined. Clearly. And it should be without an ounce of a doubt that that person did the crime. 110% that person committed that crime. We got the technology to do it now. Yeah. We got the technology to do it because, I don't know, how would somebody sleep at night knowing that they pulled the lever on somebody and found out like 2 years later that the person didn't do it? Like, how do you clear your conscience from that? You can't even apologize. Like, all you can do is apologize to the family. You can't even, like, we need to be stricter on getting solid convictions. If the death penalty is going to be like, if it's going to work, we need to have hardcore, solid convictions. That's what we need. Family members of Quentin Jones, 41, had hoped that either the U.S. Supreme Court or Governor Greg Abbott would spare his life or grant a last minute reprieve. What did he do? Because, you know, parents and family members be like, oh, he was such a good boy. He was such a good man. He never hurt nobody. And meanwhile, the whole hood know he was out here terrorizing, robbing, and stealing, and killing every motherfucking thing. I mean, so what did he do? Jones was executed by lethal injection at the Texas State Penitentiary at Huntsville. And pronounced dead at 6:40 p.m., around 10 minutes after the lethal dose began. That's a long time, right? Then I would want you, if you're going to give me a lethal injection, which I'm not planning on doing anything to deserve the lethal said injection, I would want you to give me something that will speed my heart up also. So the blood pumps faster and the fucking poison goes quicker. If you give me a lethal injection, I'm looking to be out in like 3-4 minutes, not 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a long ass time. The Fort Worth man was convicted of fatally beating his great aunt, Bertina Bryant, in 1999 with a baseball bat and stealing $30 to buy trucks. Oh my God. Yeah, he looked nuts. He looked nuts. That's the story I was saying. Like, oh man. How you beat your great aunt? First off, if you living with your great aunt, if you living with your great aunt, you done probably burned all the motherfucking bridges. Oh, I said it. Oh. If you living with your great aunt, you probably burned all the damn bridges that you had with all your other friends and family that otherwise, if you wasn't such a scumbag, they would have took you in. Yeah. Yeah. Like, usually when people in situations like that, when they gotta live with just, like, the last person that they could find, they did some stuff. Like, yeah, they done burned all their bridges. I didn't kill your great aunt. $30 to buy drugs. $30 worth of drugs. You won't be high enough. Yo, I think crazy, yo. Like, go for $30. You know what I mean? Then where you gonna stay after you come down? Then where you gonna come crash at? $30 worth of anything don't get you shit. $30 get you what? I don't know. Cause I don't. I've only smoked some weed and drank some liquor, so I don't know what $30 to get you for anything else that you may or may not be on. But don't worry, because that last shot of drugs they gave his ass. That was more bang for your $30 than you expected to. That was a whole lot of bang for your $30, sir, that last shot they just gave you. Next up, we got here, man. Oh, Florida woman, 43. Allegedly crashes kid's birthday party and rapes 17-year-old. God! It's not funny, yo. I'm only laughing because, like, I'm trying to make light of the situation. It's not funny at all. Rape is not funny. Whether it's on a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, it's not funny. Okay? I'm just trying to make light of the situation here. Florida woman has been arrested on multiple charges after authorities allege that she raped a teenage boy after a birthday party. Let me see your mugshot. While a 12-year-old girl slept nearby. You want some of this too, little girl? No. Oh, no. Nah. I'm looking at the picture like, no. 17-year-old boy, me? That wouldn't have been rape. That would have been a sex act. But looking at her, no way. It's definitely rape. Because her nose ring is the only thing that distinguishes her from a man before she pulls her pants down. That's the only thing, yo. Reading that this was a woman is the only thing that distinguishes her from a man. Not even the nose ring. Just reading that this was a woman with a picture of her from the neck up is the only thing that distinguishes her from a man. Anything else, I would have believed that this was just a well-shaven guy taking his mugshot. Jesus. No. Jessica Good. No, it's not good. See? The contrarian, see? It's the contrarians doing this. That's her name, Jessica Good. No, there's nothing good. See, I disagree. I don't see it that way. It's just bad. See, the contrarians, they have a place in everything. 43 has been charged with two counts of child abuse and 2 counts of unlawful sexual activity with a minor, and that was very unlawful because she is horrendous. Deputies alleged that the 17-year-old boy attended a 16th birthday party at a bowling alley. Damn, yo, at a bowling alley. Yo, the party later migrated to an acquaintance's home in Port Charlotte. Police say that good. No, it's not good. It's bad. See? And another woman had reportedly been out drinking when they crashed the party. Oh, no. According to charging documents obtained by Wink TV, Good allegedly, no, it's not bad, allegedly gave alcohol to the 17-year-old victim. No. Oh, the report, 17-year-old me was, oh my God, with some liquor in me. Yeah, underage drinking exists. 17-year-old me with some liquor in me. Woo. The report alleges the hormones would be fucking like firecrackers. The report alleges that the victim had not previously had any alcohol. Oh, no. Of course, to spin it. Yeah, to spin it. The 17-year-old kid probably got a shot of something. Good's friend allegedly went to bed, leaving Good alone with the teens. The victim told deputies that Good then began making uncomfortable sexual comments. It's not funny. I swear it's not funny. Yo, on everything I love. Then they show the mugshot again. Jesus Christ, I care nothing for this mugshot. Making uncomfortable sexual comments. That's when you know that you got to get the hell out of there. Police allege that Good raped the teen just a foot away from a 12-year-old girl who had fallen asleep in a beanbag chair. What the fuck, man? After the 12-year-old was awakened by the noise, she noticed Good and the teen engaged in how the fuck did police interview her and see what she seen? Like, yo, seeing things through her eyes. Whoa. The 17-year-old victim got up from the love seat to use the restroom, then returned to the love seat where the suspect was lying. At this time, the sexual activity continued between the 17-year-old victim and Good. Immediately after, Good retrieved her clothing and personal belongings and left the home. What happened here? The 17-year-old victim got up from the love seat to use the restroom and returned to the love seat where the suspect was lying. The statement alleges, at this time, the sexual activity continued between the 17-year-old victim and Good. Immediately after, Good retrieved her clothing and personal belongings and left the home. Oh my God. That. I have no opinion on what that statement could possibly mean. This is my show. I say what I want. And that shit is so controversial that I don't even want to comment on it. Damn, even I gotta back off. Wow. The 17-year-old reported the incident to a school staff on May 11th. The school contacted the sheriff's office, who interviewed both Good, it's not Good, and the victim. Good is being held on $150,000 bond. Good told investigators that she had blacked out and couldn't remember the incident. How, what a likely story. How convenient. Oh, man. How the hell did you crash a party with a bunch of young kids? I would not. I don't know. Drunk. Blame it on alcohol, baby. Fuck, man. Prison officer fired for allegedly bringing meth-laced lollipops to inmate. You people love your meth. Jesus. And what better way to lose all your teeth than to mix one thing that makes you lose your teeth with sugar that also makes you lose your teeth and you just put them both together like a happy family, and you suck on them all day long. Jesus. No way in hell. No way in hell. You people love your meth. Prison officer has been fired for allegedly sneaking in lollipops that have been laced with methamphetamine for inmate. And they fucking blow pops. Bruh, if we in the county together and you give me one of these fucking blow pops, I'm fucked up. I don't even know they... Yo, them shits is wrapped. I'm gonna share this picture to my Twitter page. Wow. They look like just like you were buying from the bodega. They look like they haven't been touched, nothing. Wow. Dana Fisher, 39, a sergeant at Ridgeland Correctional Institution, had been charged with distribution of methamphetamines, providing contraband to an inmate, and misconduct in office. The South Carolina Department of Corrections said in a statement, Fisher was arrested after allegedly bringing in a bag of blow pops, which included suckers that tested positive for meth. Smart move. Somebody told on her, bro. Somebody seen something that just didn't look right, because there's no way that you would think to test a fucking bag of lollipops. Yeah. A contraband officer at the institution noticed the lollipops and became suspicious as the wrappers looked as if they had been altered with glue. Oh. Somebody doing their job that they don't get paid enough to do. The candy was confiscated. With some of it is always that fucking guy that just do it. You could just look the other fucking way, but you know, goddamn. Yeah, you don't get paid. You get paid the same shit wage I get paid. I'm trying to make a couple bucks here. Please don't smuggle drugs into the jail. Yeah, that shit caught the mic. Horns. People honking horns on streets that's not even busy. Yeah. We all got one. Other bags of candy Fisher bought into the institution are being tested. Fisher was fired from her job at the facility following her arrest. Jesus. Oh, man. Has been contacted for an update. Melissa Crawford on she was selling the lollipops. Melissa Crawford of Macon, Georgia. Last year, a former corrections, Last year, a former corrections officer in Georgia was sentenced after being caught smuggling contraband cell phones and drugs into Valdosta State Prison. Where the fuck is that? Melissa Crawford of Macon, Georgia, that's what was sentenced in November 2020 to 46 months in prison, followed by 4 years of supervised release after previously pleading guilty to one count of distribution of methamphetamine. So they get the lollipops and they fucking sell. I was thinking that you bring somebody the lollipops and they just suck on them shits all day and be fucked up. By the time you come down, you done did 2 years. Your bid is over. You done did your time. By the time you come down after sucking on them fucking lollipops, you got a mouthful of gums, but you don't even remember half the shit that happened when you was in fucking jail. Like, you just done for the whole time. Oh my God. Don't do drugs, people. Don't do drugs. That being said, I'll take a shot. They're nice. Don't do drugs irresponsibly. Frito-Lay disputes former janitor's claim he invented flaming hot Cheetos. For one of the most horrible products in the history of potato chips, popcorn, and Cheetos. Because to me, see, I'm part of the problem. Everybody loves flaming hot Cheetos. Yeah, they're not so good to me. I'm part of the problem. I can say, yeah, I don't like them. I don't eat them. Taquitos? No. I don't like them shits. I like the regular Cheetos, crunchy. Yeah, I'm part of the problem. Hey, I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not going to sit here and be a hypocrite. I'm just pointing, this is observations, that's all. Yeah, the man who claimed to have invented flaming hot Cheetos is finding himself in hot water this week after a new investigative report from the Los Angeles Times claims he had no part in creating the popular snack as a janitor working for Frito-Lay. I wouldn't believe that myself. What did he try to, like, bring, like, court shit against them? That he, yo, maybe he fucking did. Frito-Lay is a big company. Maybe he did shoot the idea out there. I don't put it past none of these companies. You don't get that big and successful by doing everything by the book and doing everything clean cut and doing everything on the up and up and ethical. No. No, I really don't believe that you become a big company by doing things like that. Yeah, you remember Coming to America? When McDowell's, when Hakeem walked in, he was doing like his janitor shit, and he walked in and caught homeboy looking at McDonald's fucking recipe book. That's how you get to the fucking top. You ride the That's how you get to the top. You climb up over the shoulders of the people that's above you. Shit. I mean, it's fucked up. But, yo, that's kind of how it goes, man. Like, yo, or you step on the heads of the people below you. That's how it goes, man. Like, the popular snack is not popular to me. See? To the contrary. It's the ultimate rags to riches story. Richard Montañez got his start as a janitor at Frito-Lay's Rancho Cucamonga plant. Is there anything more Spanish than this fucking, in this sentence? This can't be nothing more Spanish than this. It's the ultimate rags to riches stories. Richard Montañez got his start as a janitor at Frito-Lay Rancho Cucamonga plant and worked his way up to the executive team before retiring in 2019. Also, he wasn't a janitor at that time. He worked his way up. Montañez, a hell of a story. Montañez, who claims to have invented flaming hot Cheetos in the 1970s, has become a popular motivation speaker and is set to release his second memoir, Flaming Hot. The incredible true story of one man's rise from janitor to top executive. It sounds like a porn name, Flaming Hot. The incredible true story of one man's rise. So in June, Ava Longoria set to direct the film based on his life with Searchlight Pictures in the summer. Ava Longoria with her fine ass. Still fine. Montañez, 62, has asserted that he was the one to pitch the idea for the Chile covered Cheetos to a chief executive at the company, but according to the Times report, he wasn't exactly the brains behind the spicy snack. The Times interviewed more than a dozen former Frito-Lay employees and consulted archival records before publishing the report over the weekend. Invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the 70s, but Flamin' Hot Cheetos ain't come out until, like, what? They're fairly new, like, within this decade, right? So if it was such a if it was such a hot product, then I don't know. Maybe Frito-Lay could have stole the idea and stood and just sat on it and canned it. Yeah, like, yo, we not gonna throw it out. Yeah, if we not gonna throw it out, we gonna hold on to it. We taking all ideas. And yeah, stock for low. Okay. What ideas do we got? We want to roll out a new product. Yeah, well, this fucking janitor. Yeah, well, this guy bought this idea. I could see it happening, man. I could really see it happening. None of our records show that Richard was involved in any capacity in the Flamin' Hot test market. That sounds. I kind of believe that Montagne is. I kind of believe that he came up with the idea. He floated the idea out there. And yeah, I could see it happening. I'm not saying I believe that he did it, but I could see it happening. Frito-Lay wrote in a statement, "I more believe Frito-Lay stole the idea than I do that he did not come up with it." Like, yeah, there's possibility. We have interviewed multiple personnel who were involved in the test market, and all of them indicate that Richard was not involved in any capacity in the test market. Eh, a couple bucks, I'll say whatever the fuck you want to say. Fuck out of here. That doesn't mean we don't celebrate Richard, but the facts do not support the urban legend. Get the hell out of here. Oh, you gotta, I don't know. Hard to cover your ass with ideas and shit. I think he floated it out there and they shot it down. Then when they needed something to jumpstart the company, they needed something to put them over the top for the shareholders, they rolled out Flamin' Hot Cheetos. That's my take on it. That's what I think they did. They sat on that shit for so long and they just rolled it out. Everybody's out of steam. Everybody's out of ideas. In the think tank. And yeah. Yep. That being said, I'm gonna wrap this show up. Very nice talking to y'all. Love this shit. If it fucks with the show. If it fucks with the show. Holla at me. Follow me on Twitter. At Rise and Shine. RYEZA. I nailed it last night. RYEZSHYNA. Rise and shine. if fucks with me on the gram, Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT 05, or just fuck with me on Facebook, Messenger, whatever, on Facebook, hit my page. Avery Johnson. Yeah. That's the train in the back. That means it's time to go. Choo choo. That's the train in New York. I think that's like the last. That might be. Yeah, it's one more train in New York. Yeah. If you got a podcast, and if you got a podcast, let me know. I will reach out to me. I'll subscribe and I'll listen because that's what I do. All day, it helps me get through the day, rotating different, listening to different things, learning different things. Like, yeah, this is educational shit. So, yeah, I'm gonna let you guys go. You have a good night, or good morning, or good day. Adios.